Our show is supported by Be My Guest with Ina Garten, Ina's official podcast from Food Network, back for its fourth season. On every episode, Ina invites a different friend to her home in the Hamptons to talk about life, love, and career, all while cooking up an amazing meal. Join Ina as she crafts a classic cocktail with journalist Frank Bruni and discusses the ins and outs of Yorkshire pudding with actress Emily Mortimer. If you're looking for great conversations about and over good food, tune in to Be My Guest with Ina Garten. Listen to Be My Guest with Ina Garten wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, it's Francis Lamb, and you're listening to an extra bonus podcast of The Splendid Table. So on a recent show, we visited with the chef King Fajanikon and his mother Emma, who brought us into her home to teach us how to make sinigang, a savory and sour soup that's a staple in the Philippines and one of their family favorites. And later that day, King also showed us how to make another Filipino classic, pancit canton, this terrific dish of noodles stir-fried with like every umami ingredient known to man, and it was delicious. So have a listen to that lesson. Okay, so here we are back in Emma's kitchen with her son King among the beautiful New York City traffic. And we're gonna make another Filipino comfort food dish, and this is pancit canton.
Yes.
Which is, I love that you chose this as one of your favorite comfort foods, King, because this is a totally Filipino dish, but
oh yeah,
its name means Cantonese noodle, right?
Yep.
So it's obviously Canton from China. Mm-hmm. So talk to me about this dish and how it became so popular.
Well, you know, noodles, well, everybody loves noodles, right? So the noodles came over via China, and it's just become a staple of the cuisine. So,
and there is a big Chinese population and Chinese influence in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sure when it came originally, it was probably more of a Chinese version of the noodles, and then the Filipinos adapted it to their style of cooking, which includes that hint of sourness. So you have calamansi. So when you finish the noodles, you finish it with a calamansi juice, which adds like a little bit of a sour note to it.
Oh, cool.
So I think that's where their
touch
is coming.
Yeah, my family would not do that in there.
Yeah. So that comes in there. But there's also different style of noodles, or different types of noodles. So the one we're going to do today, the canton, is egg noodles. But there's also rice noodles, which you can make a bihon with. Different regions have different styles of pancit. So Malabon is a region, so they call that pancit Malabon. There's pancit Luglug. So there's just all different kinds of pancit with different styles of noodles. Dry noodles, today we're going to use fresh noodles, but you could use dry noodles as well. Mm-hmm. But if you happen to be at the market and you could get fresh noodles, I prefer fresh noodles. But growing up, I know my mom always had the dry noodles here in the cupboard.
Yeah.
And if you want to reconstitute them, you just put them in water, or when you boil the chicken for the meat for the noodles, you could use that chicken broth and just put the dry noodles in there and kind of bring
perfect.
It back up.
So you actually absorb some of that flavor
too.
Yeah.
And then you go right into the, after you saute all your ingredients, your vegetables and everything, you could just grab the noodles and just go right in the pot. I mean, it's a pretty quick, you have to prep everything ahead of time, but once you get that going, it's a pretty quick cook time, just a few minutes. It's a quick stir fry. Just want to make sure your pan's hot.
Yeah, and you have everything laid out here, so let's just walk through the ingredients. And they're varied. You can get all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. You can pick this up.
Any grocery store.
Garlic and onions, some carrots, some cabbage. We're using baby bok choy today. We're going to put some sausage in there, some Chinese sausage, lap chong.
Lap chong is Chinese sausage. It's like sausage candy.
Yeah.
It's sort of sweet, and for me, it literally is like candy. I would just sit there and eat like.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah, that's how growing up we'd eat this like this, eggs and rice. It's breakfast. We have chicken.
Just some simple poached chicken that you deal in.
And then and if you don't want to use this, you could go vegetarian as well. You could just do these vegetables that we mentioned, but you could add more vegetables if you like.
Sure.
What else?
Tell me about
seasonings. The seasoning, yeah. So for the canton, we're going to use a little bit of fish sauce, oyster sauce, soy sauce, some of the chicken broth, and salt and pepper.
I love that.
A nice amount of black pepper. The pancit canton uses black pepper, and at the end, some calamansi juice.
Yeah. So this is another like adaptation, because in Cantonese cooking, you wouldn't use the fish sauce. So mixing the fish sauce, the oyster sauce, and the soy sauce, first of all, it's like, the three most delicious brown liquids you can think of come together.
Can't go wrong.
And there's like so much umami and so much depth in each of those. So you mix them all together and this is going to be...
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this. So let's get cooking.
All right. So we're going to start with a little canola oil.
This is your mom's kitchen, so this is not like a super tricked out kitchen. This is a normal home stove and like a wok-like pan.
Just like wok-like pan,
saute pan with really deep sides.
Mm-hmm. This was my pan. I got this when I was at CIA. This was a prize I got.
So really?
This pan's from like the 90s.
Yeah.
Only 90s. But it's holding up. It's a good pan. So we got the oil hot, nice and hot. So we'll go in with our garlic and onions.
Yeah, the oil is like smoking right now.
And carrots.
Again, you're not really, like, I think one of the people's misconceptions about stir frying is, oh, you want to brown the onions and caramelize them. But in this case, you're just going to get them hot.
Yeah.
And then you're tossing the pan. Mm-hmm. And then you go in with the sausage.
Went in with the sausage.
So you're not really trying to caramelize everything. And
no.
It's really just kind of really quick.
And you could smell everything coming together, right? The onions, the garlic. We're going to go in with our chicken.
Yeah, and the chicken's already cooked, so you're just warming that through.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've added the chicken. You just gave the pan another quick toss.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just kind of warming it through. Here comes a little bok choy leaves. Just need a quick stir. A little salt. Here comes that pepper.
Pepper.
You're using a lot of grinds of pepper. Is that like a Filipino thing or is that like a your taste thing?
No, it's for the canton. The pancit canton usually has a lot of black pepper in there.
Oh, cool.
As well with the calamansi. So you're going to put a little bit of fish sauce.
You got oyster sauce.
Oyster sauce.
It's like black gold right there, baby. So these are like really thick, chewy egg noodles, Chinese noodles that you already blanched and shocked in cold water.
Yep.
Stirring it in with the ingredients and that oyster sauce and fish sauce. And you just poured in a little bit of that chicken broth too that you used to boil the chicken in.
Yeah, just to get the noodles, kind of bring everything together, the noodles, all the ingredients.
And now you're just kind of like stirring it together to make sure the ingredients are kind of mixed in with the noodle. Yeah. At this point, because you're adding so much of the noodle to the pan, it's not really roaring hot anymore. So you're really just kind of warming through and seasoning the noodle.
Yeah, I mean, ideally if the burners were stronger.
We're not in the restaurant.
It'd be roaring hot, but right now we're waiting for it to catch up.
Yeah. Home style. This is home style.
This is home style.
A little shake of soy sauce. Oh yeah, and here comes that calamansi juice. So calamansi is such, I mean, we don't really see it that often here fresh, but it looks like a little, like a key lime almost, right?
Like it looks like a key lime or almost like a kumquat, I guess. The size is about the size of a kumquat.
Yeah.
But the color, I guess, like a key lime. And then when you cut it open, the flesh inside is very very orange, and the flavor is kind of a cross between like a lime and a tangerine.
Wow,
it's great. You know,
like it just automatically you're like, oh, that's delicious.
Yeah,
I know that tastes really good.
You know, growing up, that was our version of lemonade. So like when we're running around,
cool.
Like when you come inside for a snack, they'll take the calamansi, mix it with sugar and water and ice, and
delicious
calamansi juice.
So if you really can't find calamansi juice, would you go ahead and mix lime and tangerine juice?
Yeah, you could do that. Uh-huh. Absolutely, you could do that. All right, we're good. Okay, Francis, ready to taste?
Can I am more than ready. I am more than ready. A little fresh scallion on top to finish.
Yep.
Thank you so much. All right, I'm going to go in. Actually, do you use forks and spoons in the Philippines?
Forks and
or do you use
spoons, yeah.
Okay.
Forks and spoons.
All right, here's a little tangle. The chicken and that sausage smells so good and meaty.
Yeah, and if you don't, you know, like I said, if you don't want to use the protein, you could go vegetarian or vegetables, or you could add shrimp as well.
Oh, dude. Oh, dude. Oh, dude, that's so good. This is really rude to be talking into the radio with my mouth full. Okay. But you can really taste the Chinese sausage has such a great sweetness.
Yeah.
And then also with this, when you serve this, it's also typical to also serve pieces, wedges of calamansi with it. So if you wanted more of that calamansi bite, you could squeeze it on after it's cooked already.
Oh man, this is so delicious. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
King Fujianikang is chef of Kuma Inn in New York City, and he shared his recipe for pancit canton with chicken and sausage, and you can find it on our website, splendidtable.org. And while you're there, you can check out his recipe for sinigang too. Thank you for listening. I'm Francis Lam.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.